Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ooh, did the new album drop today, Sam?
I'll look it up right now.
Oh, he's so good.
Stand by.
It was yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm looking. I'm on his page right now.
Yep, yesterday. I've tried everything but Therapy
it's all
Part
out.
2.
All the songs are out.
We will be playing that all weekend long.
This is his new song, Bad Dreams. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I like it too.
Really good.
This was a single, but it is also appearing on
the record.
I've Tried Everything But Therapy Part 2.
Well, but the reason they do that, they release the singles before the album even comes out. That didn't used to be the case back in the 80s and 90s. You would release a record and then the single would come out.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you would have had to release a record with one song on it. That wouldn't have worked.
It did work.
They need to like tease it and like, here's one little nugget for you to listen to. And then the entire album is dropping.
See,
I love it.
Records were 33 and a third. Okay. That's what they were called because that's the speed you put it on. And the singles were what, if you ever hear the term 45?
Yeah, of course.
That's a single.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot of 45s, including Wait by White Lion.
Oh, wait. That is a treasure that should be unleashed.
Nerd.
Return of the Mac by Mark. I can't remember his last name. I bought that on a, what were they called? The cassettes that were singles. Were they called? They were called cassette singles. Cassette singles.
Very creative.
They really
name.
Thought outside the box on
they
that
did.
One.
They did.
So yeah, we had a couple 45s back in the day. Sam, can I get an update on Chiefs playoff ticket prices, please, sir?
Section 319, row 29 is your cheapest ticket on Ticketmaster right now for $245. We've only dropped $5 since yesterday.
Okay.
If you remember on Monday.
And that's without fees, so
the
you can go for over
more.
$500.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. They were $315 on Monday, so they've dropped about $60, $70. Tack on $50 for parking and $30 per ticket for fees and whatever you buy inside.
And you're broke.
It's going to be an expensive day.
I love the story from the Kansas City Star. Lucky undies, touchdown bells, and more as Chiefs fans share their pregame superstitions. As the team prepares to face the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, the Star writes, we asked our readers to let us in on their latest game day traditions that bring the Chiefs good luck. For Kansas City resident Alice Skye, she has a new good luck routine this year. She air fries frozen chicken wings from Sam's Club before the start of every game.
All right.
The tasty tradition first took shape when the Chiefs took down Baltimore, and then her friend said, let's call it Raven Wings and just keep doing it. That's pretty good.
Do you have any superstitions, Chiefs related or not?
I certainly don't wear the same underwear. I see that later in the story.
I have one pair of red underwear, and I wear it on game day, baby. I wash it every week. I'm not one of those weirdos.
Are they briefs or are they boxer briefs?
We're going to get into the details.
No,
I only
don't
wear
need
briefs.
Those details.
I did not know that.
At all.
Or boxer briefs, which not whitey tighties, but the ones with the long leg.
Those are boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Gets into one neighborhood where they all come out in the same cul-de-sac. They have assigned seats and they rise to ring a bell after each touchdown and major play.
Okay.
What was that commercial? It's only superstition if it doesn't work.
No, if it does work.
Yeah.
It's only a superstition.
I don't have any. I really don't.
My superstition this year is to be there for the playoff game.
That's a good one.
I secured some
tickets. My mom lights candles.
You got tickets?
Wait a minute. What?
I did.
You got tickets for Sunday?
For a good deal.
Through work?
No, not really.
Oh, he is lying.
You are lying.
Did you hear that little raise in the intonation?
So he said no, and then he realized, I'm not allowed to lie to them.
Not really.
No, hang on. I'm not done. He goes, no. Then for a brief moment, his character came into play, and he said, I'm lying to Dana and Scott and the audience, and that is against the rules.
Right.
And then he goes, no, not really.
I can tell you with 100% honesty that I did not get them from work.
Okay.
Did you get them through work?
Ah, there we go.
I can tell you with 100% honesty that I did not get them from work.
You know what, Sam, I'm proud of you. I'm not going to split that hair. We all have our go-to in time of need when it comes to ticket acquisition. I'm just thrilled that you get to go.
I'm so excited.
How did you get the tickets?
I'll tell you later.
We're not going to do that to him. You know what? I don't reveal my sources when I end up at the Super Bowl.
With your VIP.
Oh, you mean the woman who has the office right below us?
No, it most certainly was not.
It most certainly was.
I know a lot of people, and we got lucky twice.
You don't get lucky twice.
The lying that is going on in this room between the two of you,
you know what? I'm
is
gonna tell you this.
Deep.
I never asked because I don't want to ask. Did someone come down with hepatitis? Like, what is the deal? I don't ever ask when tickets are offered to me. I don't ask. I just accept graciously, and we leave it at that.
Nobody flies to Vegas not knowing they're going to get tickets.
We most certainly did because the Waste Management Open was in Vegas. I specifically take my son to the Waste Management Open.
That's right. Social media memes are funny, but is the hatred of the Kansas City Chiefs as bad as fans in Kansas City thinks it is? A reporter from the NFL Network telling Fox 4, no. It's not as bad as we think. NFL Network on-air personality Jeff Chataha says he hears or sees the chatter on social media that the Chiefs get all the calls from the referees. He says that the perception of the Chiefs nationally is based on social media discussions. Quoting here from Chataha, I always try to warn people, don't get too caught up in what's happening in the world, in that world, and think that it's representative of the world at large.
Okay.
But he does, and he does not think the Chiefs are somehow benefiting from the referees.
Oh, of course they're not. We all know that. Look at the stats. They're not.
Okay.
Speaking of getting caught up, can we talk about the Grappler 6000, please?
We will after I get one more Chiefs story
I've
in because
been
we got
all day.
But we've got Festivus Friday coming up at 5 o'clock, and we can't do any Chiefs stories before we get to the grievances.
My grievance is that we haven't talked about the Grappler 6000 yet.
Clark Hunt is going to be the drum honoree on Sunday.
Oh, that is a superstition.
Mm-hmm. Every time they do the
AFC
Championship in Kansas City,
yep,
and it hasn't always been in Kansas City these last 7 years. I believe we had to, I'm not on the team. They
traveled to Buffalo last year.
Traveled to Buffalo, and then also, if I'm not mistaken, had to go to New England.
At From one the point. Text line, Dana, the Waste Management Open is in Phoenix, not Vegas.
I went to two. I conflated the two. I was offered tickets to the Phoenix Super Bowl because we were at the Waste Management.
Then what were you doing in Vegas last year?
Gambling with my oldest daughter.
Just happened to be over Super Bowl weekend?
Yes. We thought, you know what? Let's go to Vegas. It was so much fun.
Kind of work the crowd and see if you know who from downstairs is there. I don't know, with an extra pair of tickets?
I do not divulge my sources.
A fleet of B2 Spirits out of Whiteman will also fly over the stadium. See, the halftime performance will be country music duo Big and Rich. They're going to perform a medley of their songs. Just a medley.
Game day forecast, Sam, because I'm going to offer you my heated vest. Is it going to be 20, but with the wind chill around 15?
Oh, I love it.
You know, this is
terrible.
5-ish p.m., 5:30, I think, is kickoff, so people will obviously be out there earlier. But once that sun goes down, I'm going to tell you this year, we went to a noon game several weeks ago, and it was actually way warmer than we thought. Once you get packed into those stands, we were taking layers off. But Scott, the minute, like third quarter, fourth quarter, that sun started going down,
yep,
it dropped like a rock.
So, and I'm not going to have the sun for even a minute of the game.
Yeah.
High on Sunday is going to reach 32 degrees at about 2 o'clock. By game, and it's going to start dropping immediately thereafter. Mm. By game time, it will be 25 degrees, Sam. That doesn't include the wind chill. And then it will be at 20 by the time the end of the game comes.
Sam, I mean it. I have a heated vest, and I have those two little electronic heated hand warmers. I will bring them to you
for you to use.
I'm going to get some toasty toes for sure.
We don't need you having your fingers or nipples frozen off like saw a couple years ago. Well, remember those guys we talk about.
I don't recall anybody losing their nipples.
I'm pretty sure that happened, Kate. You just didn't want to talk about it.
Last Saturday, there was a whole group of guys, probably 15 of them, who spent the entire game sans clothing on their upper half.
Very sensitive skin.
How much alcohol do they have in their belly? I would imagine it's not sans.
It was protruding. It was a beer gut, literally.
That is a false heat.
Yeah.
You feel warm inside, but your skin is going to get frostbit.
By the way, if you want to be front row right behind the players, it's still, drumroll please, $3,000 a ticket.
Oh my God.
One ticket.
One ticket.
Oh, my God.
How bad you want to be close to the players?
Not that bad. 913-586-7798. When we get back, the Grappler is back here in town. We'll get to that in just a moment. Thank you, Cass County Sheriff's Department. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Grappler!
Story here from Channel 5. A Cass County man with three active warrants was taken into custody last night thanks to the help of a grappler. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said deputies with the Criminal Apprehension Unit attempted to stop a vehicle near Commercial Street in Harrisonville when the vehicle fled and began traveling northbound on I-49. A pursuit began. And a tire deflation tool, read that, stop sticks, was deployed near the North Cass Parkway exit. The sheriff's office said the grappler was then deployed after the vehicle exited on 87th Street, just east of 435.
They said, not today.
Police say the 21-year-old that they were looking for, Blaze Beck of Grandview, was arrested. He had active warrants in Bates County, Kansas City, Missouri, and Archie. At the time of his arrest, he is being held at the Cass County Jail. Another victim of the grappler.
Here's what I think about the grappler, and it is the Grappler 6000. Please call it by its appropriate name.
Is that real?
It's real on Dan and Parks.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I think.
So you just made that up?
No, I've been calling it the Grappler 6000 since I first heard about the grappler. Several departments have these, and I am convinced that when that net is deployed to stop ne'er-do-wells in their tracks, the sound pew pew happens. Hmm? I know it.
I don't believe that's accurate.
It doesn't shoot.
It does shoot. It most certainly does shoot. Pew pew.
Now, I do think, because they do obviously have loudspeakers on the front of their patrol cars, that the Batman theme song, with Batman, of course, replaced with Grappler,
of course,
needs to play out of the loudspeaker as they pursue.
Of course.
I'm going to watch how a grappler. I'm on YouTube right now.
It flings and it does not wraps itself around the, is it the back left tire or one of the back tires?
Whichever they can get.
Yeah, whatever you, I mean, just make it up. You made up the 6,000 part.
Because we had sheriff's deputies call in on the Grappler 6,000 when it was first in the news because I was fascinated by it.
So how it works is a fork that is folded into the front grill of the cruiser.
Yeah.
It forks out.
It swings
out. So now you've got the two arms of the grappler out in front.
It goes under the back left tire.
Think of a turnstile. It looks like a turnstile coming out.
And between the two prongs of the fork is the net. And they get that up, and it catches on the wheel.
Yep.
It doesn't shoot.
And
catches
then
on the wheel.
You hear a noise. It goes pew, pew.
See, look. He's got the grappler right there.
Oh, I've seen the grappler.
It goes under the wheel, and then they let him take off. And a big, long, almost looks like a nylon cord.
Yeah.
Extends out when the cops start slowing down, ne'er-do-well continues moving forward, this big nylon rope, for lack of a better term.
It is like something out of a cartoon. It's phenomenal.
This guy, this one's from Phoenix, and he's trying to get away, but that grappler said, no!
Not up in here!
Huh.
causes severe damage to the car, too,
because
that back axle does not appreciate not being allowed to turn.
Right. In a lot of these cases, let's be honest, the car was probably stolen. In this case, the guy was wanted for like four or five different things, different cities.
Can we get past the fact that his name is Blaze?
No, I cannot, Scott.
Listen
was
here,
he grappled
Blaze.
In a blaze of glory?
Wow.
Speaking of...
Does your hamstring hurt?
Speaking
of...
A
stretch.
Bob Jovi at Ameristar tonight.
Tonight?
If you're all in the mood for a little blaze of glory, I don't know if we'll have time. Is where you can catch Fake Bon Jovi.
I'm doing his podcast soon.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He invited me to come out and do his podcast.
He may be the fake Bon Jovi, but he is the real Bob Jovi.
You know what else we're doing, Scott, is we were honored and thrilled to be invited to do Frank Bull's podcast coming up. We're going to go do that.
There's something about Kansas City.
I
believe we're doing that on the 6th.
Love Frank. Love Frank. Love Sarah. Cannot wait to do that.
Story here. According to a new UK study published in the British Journal of Psychiatry, different than the American Journal of Psychiatry, adults diagnosed with attention deficit.
In what way?
I'm leaving.
Well, you see.
Since you're the boss next week, Sam, can I have next week off? All of it?
No.
Oh.
Show up.
You have something wrong in your noggin.
Adults diagnosed with ADHD.
Oh, my God. Dana.
Have you been taking gummies today?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Adults diagnosed with ADHD.
Yep, I'm listening, sort of.
You have ADHD, Dana.
I do declare you seem sort of dodgy.
What the hell?
You sure you weren't taking any gummies?
Oh, nothing.
Adults diagnosed with ADHD may have shorter lifespans than those without. In this first-of-its-kind study, the authors determined that both men and women saw a drop in life expectancy, and this may be due to limited access to treatments and an overall misdiagnosis of ADHD.
Is it because we forgot to breathe?
Yeah, but we get so much more done in that short amount of time.
Thank you, Sam.
You have ADHD too?
Oh, absolutely. So do you. You just don't know it.
I do not. I absolutely do not.
We're very creative.
I have OCD, but not ADHD.
Okay.
I pay attention to this show more than both of you combined.
Well, somebody has to.
The findings show that men with ADHD have about a 7-year lifespan reduction.
Oh.
Women with ADHD have a 9-year lifespan reduction.
That's a load of tosh.
Did you just make that word up? Tosh. Anyway.
Does that have to do with the anxiety and the stress that comes with ADHD? Did they get into the reasons
or the medications?
Are we just doomed? Because that is not a great thing to leave a person with ADHD with. A doomsday thought with no answers.
The good news is we were only listening to like every fifth word he was saying. Like,
wait, what
blah,
are we talking
blah,
about?
Blah, ADD, blah, blah, 7 years. Wah. Yep.
As the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas held into its 6th day, the U.S. and Israeli designated terrorist group released the names today of the next 4 Israeli hostages it says it will release tomorrow.
Good.
In exchange for 200 more Palestinian detainees currently held in Israeli prisons, the hostages named by Hamas are all female Israeli soldiers.
Okay.
Benjamin Netanyahu's office confirming they did receive the list of hostages from Hamas today, but did not immediately confirm the identities of the female soldiers expected to come home tomorrow.
Back closer to home, Missouri health officials have suspended certain poultry activities in 4 Missouri counties. The Missouri Department of Agriculture suspending certain, quote, activities involving poultry and waterfowl in 4 Southwest Missouri counties.
Why?
A news release late this afternoon indicated that federal officials have confirmed cases of avian flu.
Here we go.
In poultry flocks in Newton, Jasper, McDonald, and Lawrence counties in Missouri. That's going to be down in the Boot Heel, I think.
I thought you said Southwest Missouri.
They are monitoring. The suspensions are only in place for the 4 affected counties. Other counties can continue auctions, shows, and swap meets. We take chickens to swap meets.
In the sticks you do, yeah.
Okay.
By the way, Amy Anderson texted me regarding that When Harry Met Sally story we had earlier this hour. I think it was earlier this hour, late last.
You know why I can't remember? Because he has ADHD.
I'm the only one who remembers doing a story about When Harry Met Sally.
It was the first segment of the 3 o'clock hour.
Oh! Was it that long ago?
It was.
Bragger.
Okay.
See, I pay attention.
No, you don't. You write notes.
Doesn't that include paying attention?
You had to refresh your memory, young man.
You digress.
Anyway, Amy Anderson said it's not a sequel. It's likely a Super Bowl commercial.
There we go.
That they're going to appear in together.
Good.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is in 30 minutes from right now. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. One more Chiefs-related story. This is from Channel 5. Patrick Mahomes was asked this week if he's given any thought, and this is whether they win or they lose, any thought to the possibility that Sunday could be the final time that he plays with Travis Kelce, or at least the final time that Kelce plays at Arrowhead Stadium. And Patrick Mahomes responded, "I have not." I mean, that's stuff you worry about in the offseason. Regardless, I just appreciate every time I'm on the football field with him, and that started whenever I first got here. I knew how blessed I was to have that guy on my team. Every opportunity I get to step on that football field with Kelce, I appreciate it, and hopefully that's a lot more years, but I'll appreciate every time I
Beautiful.
Do.
Beautiful.
Great. You know, one thing that we don't talk about a lot with Travis Kelce, he's been here the whole time.
Yeah.
12 years.
Has it been 12 years already?
12 years. And you remember the story when Andy Reid was considering drafting him. Travis Kelce had, you know, a bit of an issue.
He had some off-field issues.
In college where, you know, he went from quarterback to tight end because he got in trouble. And they said, you're not allowed to be our quarterback anymore. And he begged to come back. And they took him back as a tight end. And you remember Andy Reid called Jason Kelce after he had switched over to the Chiefs and said, what Travis am I going to get?
Yeah.
Am I going to get the Travis before he got kicked off the team or after?
How many people do you know are the same person at age 18, 19, or 20 that they are in their 20s and 30s? And the, come on.
Well, but he was still a bit of a hothead when he got here, too.
No.
One of the greatest of all time. Statistically making his mark.
You have to be passionate to perform at that level the way he does.
Some much-needed rain is in the forecast this weekend for Southern California.
Oh, thank God.
Which could bring welcome relief to firefighters who have spent nearly 3 weeks battling devastating wildfires in Los Angeles. But the expected precipitation also brings new risks of mudslides, flash flooding, and toxic runoff.
Yep.
Up to 1.5 inches of rain could fall over the mountains near Los Angeles, while most of Los Angeles County could see around 0.5 inch starting Saturday afternoon and lasting possibly through Monday.
And by the way, those mudslides only need 0.5 inch of rain.
Yeah.
To go.
To cause problems.
And by the way, another major issue is the fact that all of that vegetation has burned all the way to the root. Yep. There's nothing holding the dirt together.
And I was watching one of the news channels this morning. I don't know who figures this stuff out. They're a lot smarter than all three of us. But they said if a raindrop had fallen 4 weeks ago, okay, before the fire started, it would travel at 1/7 the pace of a raindrop now. So let me reword that. A raindrop this weekend will travel 7 times faster downhill than a raindrop 4 weeks ago.
That's how much is gone.
Right.
There's nothing for it to cling to. Yeah.
Did you see the Falcons? Antonio Hamilton Sr. had his home broken into, a safe with guns stolen as the athlete burglaries continue. From the New York Post, after several high-profile incidents in recent months, Falcons cornerback Antonio Hamilton Sr. had his Georgia home burglarized early Friday morning. Security cameras caught this one. 3 men rummaging through the home after breaking in through the back door, while Hamilton, who turned 32 on Friday, was out of town. I think one or two of these are going to be connected, and the rest are copycat idiots. Oh, yeah, look who's out of I guarantee it. Maybe two of them are connected.
I'd be surprised. Well, maybe Kelce and Mahomes, because that was in the same town.
Yes.
Roughly around the same time.
With a third very high-profile burglary from a local CEO.
Right.
So those clearly are connected. But I mean within the clusters
Well, the other ones have all been just one in a city.
Yeah.
There's as far as I know, in no city has two
athletes
been burglarized.
We were talking about this out in the newsroom with the sports boys a couple days ago. You know, I don't think there's one crime ring bouncing from California to Kansas City to Ohio to the hockey player's house. And then you've got
this one in Atlanta,
a baseball player's house. You've got a couple of football players. I think it's all people that don't read very often, but have seen the headlines and thought, oh, that's not a bad idea.
Well, and I'm not breaking any news here. We all know when these things happen, because the ne'er-do-wells know the schedule. They know they're going to be out of town. And so what I bet happened is when I think Travis and Patrick's homes were the first in this series of athletes having their homes broken into. And the police, and it wouldn't take a rocket scientist to figure out how this all happened. I believe in one of the cases, I don't remember if it was Travis or Patrick, the burglars presumably knew that they were at a Monday night football game playing at Arrowhead.
In both cases,
they were within hours of each other.
Late
That's right.
evening, early morning.
Yeah. And they were out of town playing a Monday night football game. And then ne'er-do-wells around the country were like, huh, who would have thought? Yes, of course, we know when they're not going to be home.
Now, I wouldn't say that they were the first two. They're just the first two that the news broke on. Remember, it wasn't the police that came out and said, we have a burglary at two high-profile homes.
It was the NFL, wasn't it?
No, it was news outlets looking into the police scanners and figuring out, oh, this is where Patrick Mahomes lives.
Listen to this. According to ESPN, some of the groups, I'm going to say some of the groups, the ones they think involved in, like in the Burrow thing, are, quote, reportedly well-organized, sophisticated rings that are incorporating advanced techniques and technology, including pre-surveillance. We all know what that is.
Yeah.
Drones and signal jamming devices. I will say it again. Because of all of that, yes, does it not behoove some of the more high-profile athletes to have on-site security?
Yes.
And I don't even count Joe Burrow's as on-site. His security guard was down the street, like at the foot of the driveway.
He was at the end of the driveway.
Broken it. I mean on-site. When I say on-site, I mean in the house.
Yes. But if they're jamming the signal,
you need to have a physical person there when you are
not. I understand, but would that physical person there know that somebody's breaking into the house? I mean, a security guard, let's say I'm Patrick Mahomes, we're playing a Monday night football game in Denver. We're going to probably fly out to Denver on a Saturday, at the very latest on Sunday.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You would hear the glass break, though. That's why you have to have somebody inside.
But the security guard, and you don't come home until maybe Tuesday afternoon. The security guard's going to have to sleep at some point. And what if he happens to be a heavy sleeper?
You sleep on the couch. And I think if you're single and or you don't have small children in the home, you get a very large, very vicious dog. And I'm not usually pro very large, very vicious dog. But if I was in that higher echelon of not just sports, but fame and the money that comes with it and all of that stuff, I would be protecting that home. I would be putting a sign on the roof that says, armed officer on premise.
You're assuming they're only going to go through the front door,
So the drone will see it when they fly over to pre-surveillance.
You'd put that on the roof?
Yep, with a gigantic middle finger.
I was originally in the camp of there's no way these are connected. However, I'm sure the FBI, as they were investigating bank robberies all over the country, didn't think to themselves, maybe this guy with a paintball mask and gloves is the same guy.
Yeah.
We all know who I'm referencing.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, that's about 2 hours of my life I'm never getting back.
That was a great documentary.
It was all right. I felt like I was giving him exactly what he wanted.
Yeah. Infamy?
Attention.
You're right about that.
And like I was scrolling through, it was on Netflix, I think. We were scrolling through last night looking for something to watch. And it was on the rundown. And that's when it dawned to me, I almost felt dirty that I had watched it.
Yep.
Because, and you're right, Sam and Dana, you're the one who recommended it. It was a well-done documentary, which flew against every thought we originally had, that because it was so quickly made and so quickly put together, that it was just going to be tawdry, boring, lame, poorly produced. It was very well produced, and it was interesting. But all three of us gave him just what he wanted. And that was notoriety and infamy. And I felt like I needed a shower. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today. Q39KC.com. Follow-up to a story I believe we brought to you yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. It was Wednesday at the latest. This is from the New York Post. What do 11-year-olds dream of? Season tickets for 30 years behind home plate?
Yep.
The chance to host your own softball game in a big league ballpark?
Mm-hmm.
A seat next to Livy Dunn in her private suite at a Pirates game? Apparently none of the above.
Nope.
One lucky 11-year-old was offered all of this and much more after pulling rookie phenom Paul Skeens one of one autographed Topps baseball cards.
One of one.
Means there's only one made, and it's autographed. But on Friday, he politely declined, deciding instead to see what he can fetch for the card on the open market.
I'm going to be honest. If Mr. Skeen really wanted this, he's smart enough to know that that 11-year-old has people around him who care about the 11-year-old who are not going to let an 11-year-old get rid of that card, which is probably worth millions, if not today, someday, with a party with Ms. Dunn and season. Well,
30 years behind the home plate.
Yeah, if you really want that card, offer him what it's worth. And Sam, what is it, $2-3 million?
A lot. Keep in mind, by the way, when Mr. What's his last name?
Steen.
When he offered that he get to sit in the suite with Livy Dunn, he was saying, hey, will you sit there with my fiance? It's not like this is an 11-year-old. This is not some 17-year-old guy who thinks she's hot.
Right.
Yeah, he's not there yet. And here's the deal. The kid lives in L.A. What good are 30 years worth of season tickets at a Pirates game to him?
Does it include private jet flights back and forth from Pittsburgh to L.A. for every single game?
You heard.
I don't believe so.
Some competitor said, hey, we'll give you $26.38 for it. Give us a shout out. You know, I think it was almost offensive, that offer. And if it wasn't offensive to the 11-year-old, who is a baseball card collector, by the way,
right,
who just happened to get the one pack out of a billion out there that had this card, knew what it was worth, knew what it was. He at least has parents who probably know a lawyer somewhere who is saying, oh my gosh, sit on this. It will fetch much, much more from the open market.
Well, or if I'm sure Skeen makes plenty of money. He had an 11-3 record last season. His ERA is 1.9. Had 170 strikeouts in 133 innings. He's got $3 million floating around. Offer the kid $3 million. See if he turns that down.
And not to mention he's one of the most high profile relationships in pop culture right now.
Listen to the kid. Yeah. He said, I started begging my mom for a hobby box for Christmas. Okay, one of those, you know, Topps boxes that you get a bunch of cards in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first present I opened was the hobby box. On the second pack within that box was the Paul Skeens Redemptions card. I started bouncing all over the place. My dad was saying, let's go. This card, quote, is a dream come true.
Yeah. And if he's a true collector, it's going to take a lot to get him to part with it.
I love that it was a kid that found it.
Me too.
Hang on to it for 20 years. See where this career goes. It's only going to go up in value.
Or do you just say, you know what?
You dump it.
Maybe he flames out in a couple of seasons.
You sell it today and you put that money in the bank and let the money grow. Because Scott's right. I mean, this guy, I don't know who this Skeens is. He could get hit by a bus tomorrow. What you do is you sell it for enough money that money grows in the bank at an exponential rate.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say it's worth $3 million today and $10 million down the road. Well, if you put $3 million in the bank today, it will be $10 million quickly.
Well, I'd invest it. I wouldn't just leave it in the bank.
Leverage it for $3 million and invest that.
I'm so
That's
happy.
That's what I'm
for
saying.
I'm so happy.
Keep the card, just leverage it. Hello, Mr. Banker.
Just real quick from CNN, the size of human beings has increased over the past century thanks to better health and nutrition, but this change has not occurred equally among men and women, according to a new study. Men have grown taller and heavier at more than twice the rate of women, according to a new study published in Biology Letters. I believe you have a subscription to that.
On my nightstand.
The researchers from Italy, the United States, and the UK analyzed data provided in 2003 by the WHO on the height and weight of more than 100,000 people across 69 countries. The team found, well, I'm not going to get it. This is just says things like HDI. I don't even know what that is. Okay. And this is disappointing and sad. Whether it's a busted refrigerator, car trouble, or medical issues, unexpected costs are part of life. But even such routine curveballs often spell serious financial trouble for many Americans. That is according to a new bank rate report that surveyed more than 1,000 U.S. adults about their ability to handle a surprise bill. The annual study found that 59% of Americans do not have enough savings to cover an unexpected $1,000 emergency expense, says Bankrate senior analyst Mark Hamrick. We are essentially a paycheck-to-paycheck nation. Fewer Americans have the equivalent of a financial safety net to cover inevitable unexpected expenses despite low unemployment and steady growth. This is one of the consequences of elevated prices stemming from inflation, the impacts of which are still being felt. Younger Americans worry the most, of course. That's true. They're just getting started. A whopping 80% of Gen Zers say they worry about being able to cover immediate expenses if they were to suddenly lose their primary source of income, compared to 72% for millennials and Gen Xers. 58% of baby boomers say they fret about having enough money to put away. 58% of baby boomers.
Save, save, save.
Yeah, you got to, man. All right, Festivus Friday is coming up next. This is the best time to get in. You'll be guaranteed a spot if you're one of the first eight. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances when we return here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.